This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An AP investigation has found that Roman Catholic dioceses across the nation got billions of dollars from the government's Paycheck Protection Program, though they already had billions in cash and other available funds. Catholic leaders in dioceses, including Charlotte, North Carolina, Chicago, and Louisville, Kentucky, say their parishes and schools, like many other organizations, suffered financially when they had to close due to the spread of the coronavirus. You can bet a lot of people will be watching today as the House votes on whether to strip a controversial congresswoman of her committee assignments.
A showdown vote is expected today in the House of Representatives on whether Republican Georgia freshman Marjorie Taylor Greene should be removed from her committees for her promotion and embrace of racist and violent views and outlandish conspiracy theories. House Republicans gathered for several hours Wednesday to discuss both Greene and Representative Liz Cheney, the number three House Republican who voted to impeach then-President Donald Trump. Afterwards, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters,
"There are differences. People were able to focus. And the most important part that came out of this conference was where our focus is at."
The House showdown comes less than a week before the Senate opens its impeachment trial of Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Republicans voted last night to allow Congresswoman Cheney to keep her leadership position. This may be a first. San Francisco is suing its own school district to try to force it to reopen schools despite the pandemic. City Attorney Dennis Herrera says it is safe to reopen schools, and keeping them closed is hurting kids' well-being.
More than 54,000 San Francisco school children are suffering. They are being turned into zombies by online schooling. Enough is enough.
Zombies, he said, a reference to too many Zoom meetings for the kids. School administrators call the lawsuit an embarrassment. This is AP News. President Biden's dead set on that idea of sending $1,400 in COVID relief money to Americans, but he's stressing flexibility and urgency now. The AP's Sagar Magani with the latest on this.
The president's pitched a $1.9 trillion plan, but has told Democratic lawmakers he's not married to the number, which Republicans say is way too high. What he is set on is $1,400 direct payments to Americans, though there as well, the White House says he's willing to target the aid, meaning lower the income level needed to qualify. The president spoke with House Democrats, where two officials say he stressed a need to act fast, and then met with Senate Chief Chuck Schumer and others, who say the GOP should sign on to a big package.
We hope our Republican colleagues will join us.
If not, Democrats are ready to move alone on the president's top legislative priority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.